It's 93.1 The Border and your Border Morning Show. I'm Jonathan Price. Our awesome friends at Tour de Ford have got a double bill going on at the Townsend Theater tonight to celebrate as a part of their 30th anniversary season. It's the Johnny Max Band and the band that's on the phone with us right now, the Weber Brothers, to talk a little bit about their music and what you can expect from their show tonight. Everybody wants to give a bit of an introduction because you're all traveling on your way up here now.
Well, right now you got Ryan Weber. This is me talking. We got Sam Weber here. Sam Weber, I'm driving right now, but feeling good. Emily Burgess, we got Mark Brown. Good morning to all.
I'll start with you, Ryan, and I guess Sam could answer this as well. You guys put your name on the band. Was there a moment when you were growing up and finding a passion for music that sparked the idea of writing and playing and performing together?
I don't know if there was a specific moment for me, but I will say that it kind of always been there. As far back as I can remember, it's kind of always what I felt, what I wanted to aim at. I think all the way back as far as like first grade or so, one of my first assignments, I wrote that in school, what I wanted to be when I grew up, and it was a singer.
Sam, same question.
Not so much that. I mean, we've always been together working very closely ever since we were little kids. But I guess my first big rock star show was when we saw Aerosmith back in like 1992, back in one of their primes. I was just so blown away by what music could do, and I wanted to give it my best.
Emily, how did you hook up with the Weber Brothers band, and what's been a little bit about your musical journey?
Well, I somewhat randomly moved to Peterborough, and I've seen these guys at festivals, sort of knew them as musical acquaintances, and just happened to be in the right spot and the right time, and Brian asked me to be a part of a video for Sheila at the Apollo in Thunder Bay, so we did a video for her, and after that, I guess I was in the band.
We're still deciding on that.
9 years.
It's a 10-year process. She's almost there.
Emily, I asked the guys about how they turned to music and said, this is the path I want to take. How did you make that decision?
My dad always played a lot of music around the house, and so he was a big influence. I just wanted to play the stuff that I was hearing all the time. Guitar was always a big part of the music, and I thought it was cool. I just wanted to be cool.
Mark, the same question. What brought you to the world of music, and how did you end up being part of the Weber Brothers?
I grew up in Bancroft, in a musical family. Everybody in my family plays music and has played music for a long time. And I moved to Peterborough to be with my brothers. And my brother, Rico Brown, actually knew them before me. And I did a Paul McCartney tribute show with them down the line. I ended up joining the band.
Rico is still very much a part of the band, right?
Yes, he is. He can come in anytime. Same with Cookie Pierre, our longtime piano player. Like, those guys can come in anytime.
How do you navigate the musicianship and the artistry and the creative process and the business of making music and being in a group together while also managing what comes with sibling relationship?
The music business, it's an ever-changing thing, and it's got its own challenges in this era. I'm sure there always were challenges in every era of it. So, I mean, how you navigate that is really look around and keep pressing on and just figuring out ways to do it. We're really lucky in that a lot of those ways have been provided as we've gone along. Since we met Ronnie and joined his band, he showed us a lot of the rope. And then as far as sibling thing goes, you know, you just count on those 15 minutes a day. We do get along.
Sibling relationship or not, when you're in the same band with anybody, you spend so much time together in sometimes tight quarters, and you work together and you try to make it as good as it can be. We just have to play music and play well and try to perform for the audience.
Yeah, it's really familial. You don't have to be a sibling by blood. You become sibling when you play together that much.
Marcus, Emily, after all this time, does it very much feel on some level like a familial or like a sibling relationship?
Family. There's no doubt about it. When you spend that much time doing something with people, not even a music thing, that's just the bond thing that happens regardless of what it is.
Yeah, and we've been playing with Marcus for 15 years, so he has passed the vetting process.
I was just going to say. I guess I'll ask Emily here, what have been some of your musical influences?
I love the Beatles, Motown, Ray Vaughan, early 90s alternative, everything that's good, really.
It's open to the rest of the group. What are some of the musical influences that somebody might be able to pick up on when they listen to your music or are listening to Weber Brothers music?
Rock and roll. All the time that we spent playing with Ronnie Hawkins, 20 years together, he gave a lot of lessons. I would hope that and think that rock and roll is going to come through, but rock and roll really is, to me, a lot more than a genre of music. You can hear that in almost any style of music. As long as it's got soul to it, and that's what we're trying to add to that great pool.
And you do have a great story. You mentioned it a couple of times and a connection when it comes to the legendary Ronnie Hawkins. Can you tell us a little bit about how you and Ronnie got to know each other and then eventually work together?
We're originally
originally from a small town in Maryland down south, and we had always been fans of the band and Beatles 60s music. And then from there, we went sort of back in time and discovered Ronnie Hawkins. And somehow we discovered that he had an email. And out of the blue, when we were teenagers sitting in our mom's house, we sent him an email just explaining that we were big fans. And we got a response saying it'd be great to meet you guys sometime. So we were like, sure, we'll come up anytime. And he said, pick a date. So we wound up coming up and meeting him. And we set up our equipment in his barn and played a little for him, and then actually got to play a song with him too. But then we wound up going back home, and a couple months went by, and we gave him a call, and he said, I've been thinking a lot about you boys. I want you to come up. And from there, we just sort of slowly started making our way into the band. The chance at 18 years old to join a band of that caliber with a leader like Ronnie Hawkins was just phenomenal and an unmatched experience.
Yeah, his lessons are kind of beyond description in all that he showed us, more than just musically, in every way. So that's why I always like to bring him up now that he's crossed the river. It's important to us that we are trying to honor those lessons that he gave us.
This is for all of you. What have been some of your personal career highlights or cool moments when you've been able to stop in that moment and say, you know what, this is really cool in my musical and my career journey?
Playing in Geraldton, they all are in their way. It could be a small corner bar that you're playing, but you just really have a great night. You know, I could say when we got to play with Johnny Johnson, Chuck Berry's piano player, that was very special. But it all kind of works together and makes up one thing. So the whole journey is that, for me, I would say. And now we'll let Sam answer.
As long as the audience is behind you and they're having fun, then you're doing your job. If you can walk away at the end of a night with a smile as opposed to the opposite of a smile, it's a good thing and it's a success. That's just what we hope for every time we play.
Emily, Mark, is there anything along your musical path or your journey that you've said, wow, this is really a moment that I want to take in, or even in the aftermath, you've said, this is really cool?
Well, I'm not trying to stock up here, but every time I get to share the stage with these guys, it's pretty special. Just being amongst that level of playing is something good has happened. I'm really lucky.
Agreed. Very much the same as Emily's answer.
You've just released a new album, I'm Free. It is a fantastic listen. Can you tell us a little bit about the title track, which we're actually going to be playing on the air?
The album is part of a trilogy, and this is part three. And we recorded them all kind of together. It was right in the midst of COVID lockdown season. And so nobody could play any gigs. And we were kind of just sitting around staring at the ceiling all the time. But as I'm sure you remember, there would be these little windows where you could gather in like groups of 10, something like that. And so we called our friend who's a recording engineer, James McKenty, and we just went to this schoolhouse and recorded as if we were playing a gig, since we weren't able to play gigs. So that was kind of a way to play out and get it captured. And then the song in particular, I'm Free, was just, for me, when I think about that day, it's just kind of all wrapped up in that day where we recorded 30 songs or 31 songs. And Sam does a beautiful vocal.
Yeah, it's a song of heartbreak, kind of, but also liberation from certain things that may have been holding you back in your life. And I got to take a solo in it, so it's great.
Talking to the Johnny Max Band and doing a little bit of research, you have played with them before. You're obviously playing with them on this tour in Northwestern Ontario. What is it like being on a double bill with the Johnny Max Band?
They're so moody. And it's only been one day in, but it's going to be a long week. Just kidding. They are great. Every one of them's awesome. We've known Johnny for many years now, and being around him is always a great time. And so we're grateful for the whole experience of this tour. We've been trying to put it together for about 5 years, and it finally has come together. So it's great.
And what can an audience expect from a Weber Brothers show?
I like to quote the Napoleon Dynamite movie. If they come to the concert, all their wildest dreams will come true.
They are on a double bill tonight at the Townsend Theater with the Johnny Max Band. It's the Weber Brothers. Showtime at 7:30, doors at 6:30. Come on, get a good seat. It is an awesome opportunity to continue to use that Tour de Fort season passport. It's their 30th anniversary, but individual tickets are still available at the door, online. We've got a link through our website. You can also get them at the Fort Francis Library and Skis Variety. You don't want to miss the Weber Brothers and the Johnny Max Band. Thank you so much for your time, especially in the middle of traveling and getting from one gig to another. We're so looking forward to having you in Fort Francis.
Oh, thank you so much, Jonathan.